This is the Composer's Datebook for October 18th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1871, Hermann Levy conducted the premiere of a new choral work by Johannes Brahms, titled Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny. It's a setting of a poem by Friedrich Hölderlin, contrasting in its first part the blissful Greek gods on Mount Olympus, and in its second, the miserable suffering of we mortals below. Brahms discovered the poem in the summer of 1868 while visiting his friend Albert Dietrich on the shores of the North Sea. As Dietrich recalled during one seaside stroll, Brahms, usually so lively, was quiet and grave. Earlier that morning, he was always an early riser, he had found Hölderlin's poems in my bookcase and was deeply impressed. Later on, some of us were lounging by the sea when we saw Brahms a long way off, sitting by himself on the shore, writing. Brahms originally planned to repeat the blissful opening words of the poem as the ending of his setting, but that didn't ring true to the poem. Brahms was stuck. The conductor Hermann Levy suggested a solution. Repeat the serene opening music, yes, but as a wordless, instrumental-only close. Brahms had his solution, and as a reward, Levy had his premiere. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.